Welcome to Video 3, Module 3 in Personal Mastery. This video is all about getting to know your deck, and we're going to cover a number of things. We're going to talk about how each deck has a personality all its own. We want to talk about how the Oracle cards are your friends. We want to also talk about the spark of spirit and the divine that wakes up in you as soon as you touch the cards. And we want to talk about how Wisdom of the Oracle is your companion throughout this course and why. And then I'm doing a reading, which was amazing, about how the Oracle serves you guys as a big group. And I pre-selected the cards, so I already did the reading, and I'm going to share this with you in this video. Let's talk about how every Oracle card deck has its own personality and why. So I'm going to tell you a little secret. As you know, I've created quite a number of Oracle card decks, and every time I channel the Oracle cards, once I've created the lexicon and I recognize like how it has to speak, it's really amazing. It's like there's a presiding spirit that sort of logs into the deck, even though when it's sitting in its box and it's just in front of us and it doesn't really feel like anything, but as soon as it wakes up, when you say, I'm going to use you as the intermediary, the tool between you and the conscious universe, between me and the universe, all of a sudden there's this personality that wakes up. It's one of the reasons as well that we put a face in every single card in this deck to show you that even each card has its own presiding spirit. So if you can just imagine that or allow your imagination to consider that each card deck has its own presiding spirit, its own personality, then you're going to feel how you relate to that personality. So it's alive when you use it. It's not alive when you don't. And this particular Oracle card deck is very, I would say it's very chatty because I've created it so that it has 5 different sections per card about what it could talk about. So I call this a very chatty deck. It has a lot to say. Not all my decks have that much to say, but this one does. Now, if you can see your Oracle card deck as your friend as well, then you're recognizing that this wise being that presides inside the deck has something to offer you. So I look at it, it's like almost like a mentor. So it's not just a tool, you can see it as a living thing if you're open to that. And you recognize like, wait, this is my friend. Spirit is my friend, the universe is my friend, it's using these cards to talk to me. The card's presiding spirit is allowing this conversation to happen and they love me. So this is, the way you look at the cards is that they're a loving friend, a loving mentor, a loving guide for you to help you stay in alignment with your highest good. And if you can keep that in mind, the relationship that you have with the cards really expands and grows. Because you don't have any fear around using them, especially when the cards are in protection. You really get that this is for my benefit. This is so awesome. Now, I think that I like to imagine that, well, I do believe that every single one of us has a spark of the divine within us. And I feel that what happens when we ignite the spark and we experience our own magic when working with Oracle cards, the spark opens up inside the card deck itself. And so it gets to know you as much as you get to know it, because the soul and spirit and all of the different factors that engage you when you're working with Oracle cards all have to figure a way how to work together. So it's a really cool thing. If you notice, it starts to be something that works in your favor in different ways, and you start to have your own personal experience with the deck that goes beyond the guidebook, for example, because you recognize that certain cards, for example, come up frequently for you, but they mean something other to you on top of what the guidebook says too. It starts to be a much bigger language than it starts out to be. Now I want to share something with you, because you're going to be asking your card deck how it's here to serve you. And I did a reading and pre-selected the cards before this video, and I gotta tell you, it's so cool. So I'm gonna tell you the questions that I asked the deck, and then share with you the cards that I got in response to the reading that I asked, right, the questions. So the first question I asked on behalf of all of us, right, is what is the nature of your commitment to me or to the group, right? What is the nature of your commitment? And I got fork in the road. Now, fork in the road means to make a decision about a direction and help you stay and create a new dialogue for yourself and a new story in motion. So everybody comes here in the fork in the road. I thought this was really interesting, that the commitment to all of us, this WOTO's commitment to all of us, is to help us make that decision when we've hit that fork in the road. We're in a period of transition, and we want to know what's in the highest good for us. So it's going to help us guide us there. Then the next question is, what else can you tell me about your commitment to this group? And the card I picked was To Be Fair. And it means that it speaks to balance and justice, and it serves to create a balance between the linear thinker and the soul self and highlight their relationship, as well as showing how to work with duality, which I think is so interesting. I mean, it's so true, because we come with our ego mind, we come with the concept of logical linear thought. That's normal. We are logical and linear too. And we're bridging this experience and trying to stay in stasis and balance all the while learning these new tools, but recognizing that this and that is true. So in other words, life is not all a bowl of cherries. You're going to have some difficulties too. Things are going to be up, they're going to go down, this and that. So the cards help us, this wisdom of the oracle is going to help us maintain a balance as we move through the different aspects of our life. I love that. Then it's, what is the nature of your commitment to me? So this is also very cool. So message in a bottle. So that's what you would ask her. So you as a personal, you personally would say, what be the nature of your commitment to me? And message in a bottle, it's always going to be there telling you something. It's going to show you a message from spirit. The commitment is, I am going to give you a message from spirit. That's my commitment. That's what Wisdom of the Oracle is saying to everybody in this group. I promise to always provide you with a message, and a message that has meaning. Ugh, you can't make this up. I just love this. Then I asked, how can I serve you best so I gain from your wisdom? So that would be, I'm pretending to be you, right? So, and I'm part of you when I ask this question. I ask on behalf of all of us. This is new life. We're all here to birth something new, so remain in beginner mind. Trust that you don't know and be okay with not knowing. And that, I think, is a really big one for everybody, because everybody wants to come in and feel like they know something. And even me, I have to stay in beginner mind too. You're a brand new group. Every time a new group comes in, I have to also remain open and in beginner mind to serve best, not to assume I know everything about everybody, because I don't. So this is the way that all of us can serve the deck as well. Allow ourselves to be teachable and humble, and realize that we may not have all the answers, which is why we're engaging the deck. I have so much fun with this. I know you do too. Now, how do you love me, or how do you love us? Between worlds. So this is how to hold our hand in the in-between when we're feeling uncomfortable, because we have one foot in our old life and one foot in the life that we desire. And what happens with us in the middle, the gray area, the area that's mucky and yucky, and we're not really where we want to be, and we're still kind of where we don't want to be. And so that's how this deck is going to love us, is to help navigate this gray area of our lives that makes sometimes no sense to us, because we're not really where we want to be yet. And that's the time when most people give up on themselves, when they're in between worlds. So I think this is phenomenal that question was answered that way. Now, the next question, and when I did this, by the way, when I shuffled these cards, I chose one and put them all back. So I put the cards back every time I picked a card. And I didn't want to do it on camera because it's too unruly. So I got between worlds again for the next question, which is, how do you protect me? How do you protect me? So it helps us across the chasm and reminds us that we have a companion and we're safe. So you know what happens when we're in between worlds. We feel lost. And so the wisdom of the oracle protects us by being our constant companion and truthful guide so that we're safe. Now, we have two more questions I asked. How will you help me prosper? And yin is the card which is about teaching us to be receptive. So yin is about conscious receptivity, that we cultivate conscious receptivity instead of pushing forward. We learn to be receptive and allowing and seeing what the universe has in store for us. And last but not least, I just said, can you give the group more information? What about personal mastery? What does it do for all of us? This is no place like home. We learn to find home in our own skin, and we make a new home here in personal mastery together. And that wisdom of the oracle helps bring us home. So let's recap video 3, which was all about getting to know your cards. We talked about how the card deck has a personality and a spirit. We talked about how the Oracle card deck is your friend. We talked about the spark of spirit in you awakens the spark of spirit in the deck. And we talked about the fact that Woto is your companion. We also did a reading, an extensive reading. I think I chose 8 cards. I did. 8 cards about all these different questions about how we have a relationship with Woto and how it relates to us as a group. Now, in the next video, we're going to talk a little bit more about the anatomy of a question. Mm-hmm.